This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing several documents in the Rose Garden this morning, one to keep the federal government open. It was going to shut down at midnight had a bipartisan agreement on border security not been reached. But because that border security deal does not include much wall funding, the president's also declared a national and humanitarian emergency along the border with Mexico, allowing him to divert $8 billion of Defense Department money to help pay for building a wall. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warning President Trump and Republicans who support this.
I'm just saying that the Republicans should have some dismay about the door that they are opening, the threshold they are crossing.
Some Republicans also expressing opposition. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back at work at the Supreme Court for the first time since December cancer surgery. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld, the first Republican now to be challenging President Trump for the 2020 GOP nomination. Weld announcing in New Hampshire this morning that he's created a presidential exploratory committee. The 73-year-old says Trump is simply too unstable, in his words, to be the commander-in-chief. And Weld added Republicans in Washington are exhibiting signs of Stockholm syndrome with Trump as their captor. Weld was the vice presidential candidate on Gary Johnson's failed libertarian bid for president back in 2016. A powerful Pacific storm forcing residents to leave homes in parts of California. In the northern part of the state, heavy rain's been whipped by 75-mile-an-hour winds. Some neighborhoods evacuated because of mudslide dangers. A mudslide just north of San Francisco destroyed a number of homes and buried several cars in mud yesterday, but luckily, no one was injured. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A report claims police are investigating whether Empire actor Jussie Smollett staged his alleged attack. ABC Chicago is reporting two people of interest are being questioned by Chicago police investigating the reported attack last month. These two men worked as extras on the TV program Empire. Smollett has claimed that he was attacked by two men who yelled racist and homophobic slurs at him, put a rope around his neck, and poured a liquid on him that smelled like bleach. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed a law that gives justice to victims of child sexual abuse in the state. The governor saying the legislation signed yesterday is a key step towards overcoming the type of abuse that's been prevalent in some institutions, including the Catholic Church. The Child Victims Act was passed by state lawmakers late last month, extending the statute of limitations in such cases. And a man who survived a mountain lion attack in Colorado is telling his story now. Trail runner Travis Kaufman, speaking to reporters and detailing the account of how he was able to wrestle the cat to the ground and suffocate it last week. Kaufman did suffer serious injuries. He required 20 stitches in his face, as well as some stitches to injuries on his wrist and arms. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, poor Jesse Smollett. I mean, maybe he ought to just get fired because it was a poor acting job. That's what happened here. It's like, well, okay, you didn't pass the interview. Bad interpretation. The poor guy getting caught red-handed. I say the poor guy, but look what he tried to do. Again, riding this wave of anti-Trumpism and Trump derangement syndrome and all this stuff. So he goes along with the narrative. And, of course, he's going to get some immediate sympathy, you know, from, from those on the left and our most righteous media. And so here it is until, look at the jig's up. They found out what it's all about here, buddy. John Horvat the second is with us. Excuse me, John. And we're going to talk about the real reasons why people hate walls. And it's perfect timing because the president, of course, is talking to the country right now about why we need a wall and what he's going to do in terms of declaring an emergency. John, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great to be back on the show.
Okay, so what is it with people? Well, why do they hate walls? What's the problem? We got walls all around us, everywhere, at every turn. People have walls around their homes, countries, the Vatican. I mean, just go right down the list and, go to Israel and you find out that, in fact, I spoke with, the architect of the walls there directly, Danny. I think his last name is Garza, if I remember correctly. But Danny was, ingenious, and he's the guy that set up all the walls there. That even the Israelis say is about 95% affected. But what is it? What is it about walls that people get crazy about?
Yeah, I don't think it's the physical wall itself because it's just not proportional. You know, mm-hmm. A physical wall is, we all live within physical walls. Well, the Congress and everybody else has voted for law walls before. The walls represent something much more than just physical barriers. They represent, for example, rule of law.
Right.
The wall is the separation between legality and illegality, and it just it declares that there is a law. There is a law that must be respected, and I think a lot of people don't have that respect for the law and say, well, I don't like the fact that you have this barrier that's keeping me from doing what I need to do or what other people want to do.
You're not the boss of me.
Right. Oh, no, It's a misplaced idea of freedom, which is, freedom isn't just doing what you want to do. It means following the rules so that you can freely make choices that will help benefit you and benefit society.
Right, exactly. It's like the speed limit. Speed limit 65. You got all the freedom in the world up to 65 within that range, and they'll even give you 10 miles over the fact. But you go beyond that, then your freedom is going to be clipped here because you have violated. But within the boundaries established by these laws, well, we got lots of room, don't we?
Right, yeah, exactly. I mean, and at that point, you endanger the lives of others by not following the rules. And I mean, we can argue the same that in the cases of illegal immigration, you endanger the livelihood, the lives of others. You know, depending on who enters, and the illegal elements. I mean, the criminal elements enter in. So yes, we have the right to do that. But a lot of the liberal mentality says no, we don't want that kind of we don't want these restrictions.
John, I'm glad you brought this up, because we've been saying, over and over again, is that why do liberals think, I mean, if we are a country of laws, the very thing they hate, but if we are a country of laws, what leads you to believe that when somebody breaks the law coming in, that somehow they're going to be law-abiding?
That's true. I mean,
common sense
right.
tells, and of course, we have empirical evidence to that fact that just about in every state of the union, according to the National Remembrance Project, every state has been affected by a death at the hands of an illegal immigrant. One of our citizens have been murdered. And in many cases, it has been at the hands of illegal immigrants who have been convicted of felonies. They have been deported, and they keep coming back. So we have got to do something different here, because we are a magnet for this kind of illegal behavior.
Right. I think it's the whole law controversy is not about immigration, because most Americans would agree that immigration is helpful to our society. It enriches our society. You know, that we do need that people who come to our country have definitely helped it.
Right.
It's about the illegal aspects of this, the forcing of people into our country that, don't want to follow the rules, who don't want to make the efforts. And, it does take a lot of effort to get in and to stay in.
Well, and the thing is, you also have, at our border, just in the southern border, there's 48 legal entry points, John. 48.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what happens is that a lot of these characters, they're coming into the country by illegal entry points. Okay, they get arrested, and guess what? They get to go to the front of the line. And the people who have been waiting in line, following the rules of law, coming in through the legal entry points, they're kicked to the back of the line. So what are we doing? We're promoting more of this illegality, and then, well-minded people and, conservatives going, what is going on here? And the people on the left are going, well, how dare you? How dare you put, we got to take care of these people. And not only that, we got to make sure that we've got plenty of bedding for them. Well, they broke the law. So then the president says, well, in order to do something different and discourage people from coming in other than these 48 legal entry points where we have personnel, where we're geared to handle the influx of these people, if you come through there, you're automatically deported. You don't get a hearing. You don't pass go. You don't collect $200. You're back to your own country. And so all of a sudden we get an activist judge that goes, oh, that's a bad idea. Well, what's your brilliant idea to stave off this kind of illegal activity and keep people in line respectfully and orderly, that you and I, when we were growing up as kids, our first day of school, we learned how to stay in line, don't push, don't shove, don't bite, and don't get and don't cut in the line, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, I don't have any brilliant idea other than saying, well, let's follow the law. The law is there. It needs to be reformed. There are certain aspects that need to be reformed. But definitely, it's any time you disregard the law, it breaks down the whole structures of law in society itself, and creates a disrespect for authority. So, it's not just the law on the border, it's law in general that's being attacked, and we need to make that very clear that it's not, it's not something just for them. It's all of us that are being attacked by this whole thing.
Well, that's what our Constitution is all about. It's to protect the governed. It's to level out the playing field. But as you suggested earlier, John, all the things that are happening, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, I mean, all this pernicious stuff that's coming across the border because it does represent the law, and they defy the law, and for some reason here in America, following the old axiom of that says follow the money, it's like, okay, who's getting rewarded for this? Who in higher office is getting paid off to turn a blind eye and to convince everyday citizens that, oh, it's not so bad?
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's the question needs to be asked.
Well, some suggested that, you know, when Chapo paid off Nieto, $100 million, that, you know, there were some politicians that got some of that money. I don't know, but, hey, maybe the mainstream media, instead of bashing Trump, maybe they might check into that and see if there's any kind of validity. Well,
I would hold my breath.
I'm holding my breath, I was going to say. John Horvath II is with us. He continues after this. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, well, more we could want is the realization of said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is what we're fighting for, ladies and gentlemen. These are principles that are well enumerated in our U.S. Constitution. But, you know, this is why there was a plan to not teach it in schools, because, you know, we don't want to empower these young kids in the U.S. Constitution. We want them to grow up, you know, dumb and lazy and distracted so that the ruling elites can have their way with them. And God only knows if we continue on this trajectory what will happen to the generations yet to come. John Horvath II is with us, a scholar, researcher, educator, international speaker, and author of Return to Order, From a Frenzied Economy to an Organic Christian Society, where we've been, how we got there, and where we need to go. John, I'm wondering if there's enough critical thought and critical questioning in existence today to help us get out of this mired mess that we're in.
That's true. I mean, it's. I think it's not only just a, let's say, a legal question or a legislative question. It's a cultural problem that's out there. Especially, let's say, when you're talking about walls. Walls say no when to everything that says yes. You know, everybody says yes to everything, and a wall says no.
Exactly.
There are restraints, and so. There's not too much distance between a moral restraint and a physical restraint, you know, as civilized by the wall.
Well, amazingly, the Democrats are doing everything they can to clip the wings of this president. And as Nancy Pelosi suggested, you know, you got to be careful, because what you want do for one, you do for all. This may come back and haunt her as well as, you know, what happened with Harry Reid and his use of the nuclear option in the Senate. It came back to bite them, and it continues to bite them as long as the Republicans remain in power in the Senate. But the, you know, I was curious because one of the stipulations to this bill, this bipartisan bill that was passed, is requiring local officials to approve all wall construction. Well, John, I would say that would be okay if all the problems that came across the border stayed in said local city or you know, the local communities there that are controlling the wall construction.
But it is an obstructionist thing just to create problems, you know. Mm-hmm. All you need is one Democratic mayor that, you know, just goes along the party line.
Right.
And you've created a hole.
Right.
And, it's crazy to think.
Well, you got the governor of New Mexico. She, bless her heart, she's running through walls, you know. It's just a literal point. I mean, it's kind of goofy, but, you know, the fact of the matter is it just demonstrates the level of, you know, as you say, resistance that is coming from the left. And it's so insane. I mean, I'm waiting for people. I know Joe Manchin privately is saying, these guys are nuts, man. This, you know, get me out of this nightmare. And now they want me to go vegan. You know, Cory Booker wants me to just come over to his house every night and have vegan meals with him. That's not going to happen, you know?
Right. I think we're seeing a new type of politician that's coming up, you know, that's different from the past. You know, it used to be they had some kind of decorism and gravity, and you know, had to follow certain rules. But this new this generation of the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is just a different thing that's coming up that I think is very dangerous. You know, and we should take seriously.
Well, it's laughable in some sense because
right.
Here you had all these women that were elected to office. You know, a majority of them on the Democratic side. Supporting really an anti-woman agenda. You know, the damage that, you know, is happening to women at the hands of Democratic policies is incredible. And they all turn a blind eye to this because I guess they're in office and AOC gets to live in a nice apartment and, kick out 25,000 jobs that were going to help our fellow citizens there in New York and do some sort of victory dance. But I believe that she's going to end up ruining the day. And these females that have been voted in on the Democratic Party, they better take a real close look at the platform. I mean, what are they absolutely ignorant to see what those policies are doing to their fellows, you know, sisters of the Yaya sisterhood?
Yeah, well, that's for sure. I mean, they definitely, it's not against their, it's again, they're working against their interests, their, the interests of those who they represent. And, but, you know, I think their ideology is just trumps everything.
Well, and especially speaking of Trump, you know, this Trump derangement syndrome is just causing people's common sense to go out the door and heads to explode. I mean, you know, the fun thing over the weekend is going to be watching all these political commentators on the mainstream news going nuts with, you know, the president instituting a national emergency in order to affect the wall for the American people. And, you know, it drives me nuts that they insist that it's Trump's wall. It's not Trump's wall. It's the people's wall. It's the people that are saying, look, at, you know, you are the president of the United States, and your number one job is our national security. What are you doing on that? Barack Obama abandoned it. Other presidents, you know, they talked about it, but they didn't follow up. Leave it to this guy who is non-political to come in. He's just a business guy that sees problems. And like most business people say, well, we see a problem, we fix it. That's what he's doing. And, you know, the bureaucracy is not used to that.
Well, that's true, and the media, and the all the whole the you know this whole liberal establishment that you know just has created a you know a whole atmosphere that that supports that, and you know and tries to get the idea, well, if you oppose that, you're you know you're crazy, you're alone, you're yeah. you don't you're not with it.
Yeah, but I say to them, if not that, then what?
Right, I know. We definitely have to oppose that and just say no. It doesn't work that way. I think it is an illusion. You know, not ever. It's you know they put up the idea that they have much more power than they actually do.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Vladimir Putin, I mean, he's having fun right now. This whole Russian collusion thing makes him bigger than what he actually is. And we've given one peanut, you know, the place and its significance like he's mounds of peanuts. And it's ridiculous what we have done in empowering him. What? All to support this delusion that Donald Trump was elected by the Russians. And, you know, here it is. Hillary Clinton spends, what, a couple of billion dollars in her campaign? And
right.
the Russians on social media spent, I don't know, what, $100,000?
And, right, yeah.
And
I mean,
they made the difference? I mean,
it's
again.
It's the American people to say, well, you know, a couple Twitter feeds and Facebook posts are going to influence your vote, you know, that you don't have a really informed vote, that you're just so impressionable that these very stupid things that nobody really, really takes, nobody really influences, you know. Social media is just so shallow.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Vladimir Putin's got the genius to move the voting politic on $100,000, we want what he knows, right?
Yeah, he should go into business, should branch out. I mean, boy, that's great. That would be great.
Yeah, we're going to turn him into a capitalist, you know. He'd make more money, he wouldn't have to do it illegally and, you know, keep it from the good Russian citizens there. He'd be off and rolling and be a stellar capitalist. But, you know, this is what, you know, the left would want us to believe, that one Vladimir Putin is so powerful and he's just a marketing genius to be able to come in with $100,000 and move the body politic and oust, Hillary Clinton.
Right,
it's amazing.
Right.
I mean, it defies logic. But,
It is insulting to the to the voting public.
Well, the voting public needs to understand how they're being insulted, John, because they've continued to look at. They're not helping the cause here. Look what happened. Okay, you vote, you know, AOC. You vote in the new breed of Democrats into our government. And how do you like me now?
Yeah, that's it. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and you continue to, you know, put Nancy Pelosi in office, who says that she's equal to the president. That's pretty amazing that somebody who garners 221,000 votes can be equal to a president that gets 63 million. But, of course, that's the convenient math of the Democratic Party, I guess.
Very good. Yeah, new math. Well, postmodern math, I would say.
Very, very post. And, you know, but America needs to wake up and use its common sense once again, as Brett Kavanaugh's mom would say. And I love her for that. Don't know her, but I love her for her thinking. She's exactly right on. John Horvath II, scholar, researcher, educator, and international speaker on Bill Martinez Live. John, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Great. Great being on. God bless.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump citing several documents in the Rose Garden this morning, one to keep the federal government open. It was going to shut down at midnight had a bipartisan agreement on border security not been reached. But because that border security deal does not include much wall funding, the president's also declared a national and humanitarian emergency along the border with Mexico, allowing him to divert $8 billion of Defense Department money to help pay for building a wall. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warning President Trump and Republicans who support this.
I'm just saying that the Republicans should have some dismay about the door that they are opening, the threshold they are crossing.
Some Republicans also expressing opposition. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back at work at the Supreme Court for the first time since December cancer surgery. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone. Cause you're my defender.
Hey, back with you, America. Yeah, turn it up nice and loud and proud 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, as expected, President Trump has declared a national emergency at our southern border. Are you ready to rumble? I guess that's what we should hear next, because you know this is going to be all kinds of fun and frivolity. You can't take politics seriously, ladies and gentlemen. If you do, your heads are going to explode, you know, and I think that's the problem, is we've gotten too serious about the things that don't deserve our seriousness and overlook the things that we should be most serious about, including what our next guest, Rabbi Kurt Schneider, is going to be talking about. He's got a new book called The Lion of Judah, How Jesus Completes Biblical Judaism and Why Judaism and Christianity Separated. And Rabbi, I got to tell you, that's the question. And when I first realized, you know, going, wait a minute, we serve the same God, you know, looking at the disparity between Christians and Jews. And, you know, and I had many Jewish friends when this idea came up. And I said, wait a minute, we're serving the same God. You know, what is the problem here? And then you hear them, they go, Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jesus, yep, is the problem.
Well, my brother, first of all, thank you for having me on as a guest today. God bless you and your audience.
Yeah, thank you.
And as you may know, you know, I am Jewish. I was actually born and raised in what is listed as the community that has the second highest concentration of Jewish people in the world outside of Israel. In other words, New York City has more Jews than where I grew up in Beechwood, Ohio. New York City obviously does. But where I grew up, the concentration of Jewish people was so high. Again, it's listed as the second highest concentration of Jewish people per square foot outside of Israel. So I grew up in a very culturally Jewish neighborhood, not particularly religious, as is the case in general.
Yes.
Obviously, there are those Jews that are religious, the Orthodox, but the vast majority of Jews, especially in the U.S., are more secular-oriented. Our identity as Jewish people is very, very strong. It affects much of our life, our social connections, et cetera. But in terms of understanding Judaism as a religion, there is a lot of fogginess amongst the majority of Jewish people. What actually happened was when the temple was destroyed in 70 AD, you know, the Romans came into Jerusalem, destroyed the temple. And when the Romans came into Jerusalem shortly after Jesus' death and destroyed the temple, Bill, it really cut out the legs from the foundation of what Judaism is from a biblical perspective. Because when we study the Bible, especially I'm speaking now of the Torah, which is the Jewish people's primary, you know, foundation from the revelation they receive from God. The first five books of our Bible is the Torah. And the foundations of the Torah as it relates to relating to the Lord involve, number one, the sacrifices, the blood sacrifices. You know, Israel was delivered out of Egypt through the blood sacrifice of the Lamb. The highest holy day of the Jewish year, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, where the high priest took into the Holy of Holies the blood of a bull and the blood of a goat, sprinkled the blood on top of the Ark of the Covenant, which the Ten Commandments were inside of the Ark of the Covenant. The high priest would sprinkle the blood of the bull, the goat, as you probably know, on top of the Ark of the Covenant, and God would forgive the sins of the people that year. The scripture says in the book of Leviticus, in the Torah, the Lord says, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you on the altar to make an atonement for your soul, for it's the blood by reason of its life that makes atonement. So everything's based on the blood sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. But when the temple was destroyed, blood sacrifices no longer have been offered, because you had to offer the blood sacrifices in the temple. In addition, the priesthood scattered. So the foundations of Judaism, the temple, the sacrifices, the blood sacrifices, and the priesthood no longer exist. 70 AD, it all went away. What happened was in 90 AD, 20 years later, the leading Jewish leaders got together in a place called Yavne. And it's actually termed today the Council of Yavne, and they basically reinvented Judaism. They said, you know, we no longer can practice Judaism the way we have for thousands of years without a temple, priesthood, and sacrifices. What are we going to do, and how do we hold our people together? And what they came up with is something that's called today Rabbinic Judaism. And the Judaism that the Orthodox practice today, and which is really the standard of Judaism, is Rabbinic Judaism, and it goes all the way back, once again, to 90 AD. Here's the thing. The people that attended this Council of Yavne in 90 AD that reinvented Judaism, and it is this reinvention is the nucleus of what Judaism is even today, the ones that reinvented Judaism were the descendants, Bill, of the Pharisees that wanted to see Jesus killed. So in John 11, after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, the Pharisees got together. They said, what are we going to do with him? If we let him continue, everyone's going to believe in him, and we're going to take away our place. So at the heart of the Pharisees' rejection was really jealousy, hatred, and fear, because Jesus was taking their place.
Right.
And today we grow up in Jewish homes, we're taught we don't believe in Jesus, and we don't even realize that we're picking up from osmosis this insecurity and fear and pride of the Pharisees that existed almost 2,000 years ago.
Amazing.
It was passed down to every generation.
Kind of the first draft of replacement theology, in a sense, because we're replacing you know, a substitute when God gave them the real sacrifice, the final blood sacrifice in the form of Jesus, his son, and the ruling class of the Jews at the time could not accept, you know, God's way, and they wanted to choose their own.
Well, that's definitely another twist on replacement theology, and I definitely see where you're going with it. You know, in the book, The Lion of Judah, and very sincerely, you know, I've written, I think, 7 books. I usually don't push books, but I really, really believe in a very particular way, Lion of Judah, because of the fact, this new book that we're talking about today that I wrote, because there's so much information in there, Bill, that most people have never been exposed to. A lot of times Christian people, they have such awe of Jewish people because they know they're the chosen people. They don't even witness to them. You know, and it's a very unfortunate thing because Jesus said to the Jewish people, unless you believe that I am he, you'll die in your sins. Exactly. And in Lion of Judah, what I do is I show, number one, how the movement of Judaism and Christianity separated from each other, when in fact Jesus is the fulfillment of Judaism and Gentiles have been grafted into the church, which Jesus is the head of. But also what I do in Lion of Judah is I show how the Old and New Testaments connect together like a hand and a glove, that it's not two different gods, that
exactly.
the nature of God is consistent through the entire Bible.
I was going to say, a lot of what I'm reading here takes me to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the passion of Paul is in your book, in the Lion of Judah, because that was Paul's heart, that he was going, wait, he got it. You know, he got it, he understood it, and said, can't you see? And he married the Old and New Testament, the fulfillment of prophecy was right here. And who else in the historic timeline, Rabbi, has there been another person or anything that has fulfilled the prophecies to the level that Jesus did?
Well, absolutely. I mean, absolutely and absolutely. I mean, you know, he is the way. There is no other. There wasn't one before him. There won't be one after him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a Jewish person, knowing, you know, just deep in my soul and in my blood that, you know, the God of the Jewish people is the one true God.
Amen.
And, you know, there's an obvious mark on the Jewish people that most, you know, almost everybody can see. There's something supernatural about the Jewish people. You know, the
right.
Babylonians have come and gone. The you know, all these other groups have come and gone. The Medes, the Persians, they've all come and gone. But here's the Jews, you know, still here today, you know, making all these incredible contributions to the
right.
world in science and medicine and finance and entertainment. Not all good, but certainly a very unique and marked people.
Yeah.
It's obvious that the God of Israel is the one true God. And when we see how Jesus fulfills the Torah, like you just said, Bill, how he brings it all to a head in himself. He is the final point to which the entire Hebrew Bible aims. When Christians see that, they're going to have a boldness to share their faith. They're not going to be intimidated with political correctness. They're not going to feel like, well, that person that believes, you know, in another world religion, they seem just as sincere as I do, so who am I to push my faith on them? No. When you see that Jesus fulfills the Hebrew Bible and you're convinced that the God of Israel is the one true God, you're going to be bold in declaring Yeshua to people.
Yes, exactly. And you will no longer be threatened by the name Jesus. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're talking the Lion of Judah with Rabbi Kurt Schneider. We've got more after this. Stay with us.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the air that I breathe. You are the song that I breathe.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, I am, and we are so blessed when we have rabbis on this show, because what we appreciate about the Jewish culture and history is... among many things is the, you know, are the traditions and the language. Rabbi, I got to tell you, in the dynamism of the American culture today, where, you know, good is bad, bad is good, up is down. I mean, the language gets so twisted because it's so dynamic. There's a lot to be said about the traditions of the Jewish culture. And I wonder sometimes, and I don't mean to go fiddler on the roof on you here, but I'm just thinking that in the Jewish culture, what would they say about the America today?
Well, the Jewish culture today is first of all, a big imprint within the soul of Jews that I believe goes all the way back to the call of Abraham, the giving of God's moral law at Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments. The Jewish people have always been very strong concerning civil rights and human rights and respecting of those things that society considers sacred. However, there is, even within Israel, there's a lot of chaos. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a lot of fighting in the government, and Tel Aviv is a very secular city, a huge gay population in Tel Aviv, Israel. So I want to just simply say that although the Jewish people are a very marked people and they've carried that heart of compassion for human beings through all the ages, still there are many challenges even mm-hmm. within the world of Judaism. But I think more directly, Bill, to your question, to make the point that I think you're trying to make, I do a lot of traveling. I'm an international evangelist. I mm-hmm. do a lot of ministry in Africa, just got back from Nigeria here. And, you know, reading a book right now about the reign of Idi Amin in Uganda. I've done a lot of work in Uganda. And what goes on in some of these countries where the Judeo-Christian faith has not been foundational in the forming of the country is unbelievable atrocities. I mean, yes. Unbelievable brutality. I mean, you have these dictators that rise and just, you know, dismember people and mass killings. I mean, barbaric. And so I look at these countries, and sometimes I'll be preaching the gospel, particularly in Africa, where witchcraft has been so strong. Mm. And I'll begin to preach the gospel, and literally sometimes hundreds of people at a time will begin to manifest demons. I mean, I don't know what the theology of our audience is today, but if they were with me in Africa and saw what I see, there's no denying what I'm seeing. I mean, literally, just like in the Bible, people begin to roll, you know, foam at the mouth, roll on the ground, scream, shout, tremble. I mean, and it's, and I ask myself, why do I see such a demonic inhabitation of so many people in Africa when I preach the gospel? Yet when I preach in the United States, I see it occasionally, but not nearly as much.
Exactly.
I think the difference, to get to your question, is the heritage of America was a Judeo-Christian heritage where they didn't have that heritage in many of the nations of the world. And as a result of that, darkness is so much more deeply rooted.
Right. Well, of course, this is what Jesus saw when he came.
Yeah.
You know, there were people foaming at the mouth, demonic possessions. Of course, we read about it, and we just kind of, you know, people in the West kind of go through it because it's not necessarily real for us. But you, being privileged, responding to the call of God, you're seeing this firsthand, and the fact that you're reporting it to our audience right now maybe awakens some people to realize that we're in a real war here. And Jesus understood this. I mean, this is why he said that his church would be able to defend against the gates of hell. And but the church right now, you know, you could question how sincere we're holding to that. Now, the other point I was making, Rabbi, relevant, and you're partially right on this deal, is I go back to me, you know, the first rebel without a cause in the Bible in the Old Testament was Cain. And God's having a conversation with him because Cain's down in the mouth because his sacrifice was unacceptable. And God was giving him a teaching lesson and the rest of us. And he summed it up by saying, look, it's real simple. If you do right, will it not go well for you? Right. And so I to me, that's what echoes through the millennia. And that is part of the rich heritage of the Jewish culture, is that it's in that DNA. And I embrace that. And I celebrate that, because at times when I feel like chaos is reigning, I go back and I hear God speaking to Cain. And I'm grateful for those words, because it comes screaming out at us. And I think that this is where we are right now. And of course, we know where this is all heading. It's all heading to the ultimate confrontation that, you know, where the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will come back in victory and sit in his rightful position as the head of all nations. And we can't wait for that day. But meanwhile, we've got to be about the Father's business. You're going all over the world, taking the gospel, being an evangelist there, taking the truth of God. And you are going into some very dark areas, as you say. There's no runway of people that have some kind of basic education that you can build on. I mean, you talk about turning the light on, you know, from dark to light. I mean, that's what you're going into.
It's a real blessing to be able to see the kingdom of God come in power. You know, the darker it is, the greater the light shines. And, you know, getting back to the book that we're talking about today, Lion of Judah, I really want to encourage our listeners to pick it up, because I think when people understand how the God of Israel is the one true God, and that Jesus fulfills his plan of redemption, and how Gentiles are grafted into this, when people truly get it, when they understand that they've been grafted in to the olive tree, you know, and the olive tree are, number one, the Messiah of Israel, Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, the scriptures that God originally gave to Israel, all that came before. When the church understands her Hebraic roots, it solidifies her faith. And I believe that there's revelation that comes when people get into alignment with this. You know, the scripture says that when the Gentiles were blessed, when the Jews rejected the gospel. Why? Because when Paul went to the Jews, Did I say it correctly? The Gentiles were blessed when the Jews rejected the gospel. Why? Because when Paul went to the Jewish people after he had his vision of Jesus, they rejected his message. So God said to Paul, Paul, they will not receive your message here. I'm sending you far away to the Gentiles. So as a result of the Jewish people's rejection of the gospel through Paul, Paul was sent to the Gentiles. So God makes the comment in Romans, if the Gentiles were blessed when the Jews rejected because you were sent to them, how much more will the Gentiles be blessed when Jewish people receive the gospel?
Yes.
It's going to be like life from the dead for the church. And so I believe that what I'm offering in my ministry through this book, Lion of Judah, is that blessing that comes upon the Gentile when they understand the depths of their heritage in Messiah and are grafted in to the Hebraic roots of their faith. You know, the scripture says that it's not the church, the Gentile church, that supports Israel. But rather, it's all that God put within Israel that's supporting the church.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus being the fulfillment, he is the king of Israel.
Right.
So I think it's really important today, especially as we said a minute ago, Bill, when the church is truly battling the false god of political correctness. Christians aren't sharing their faith; they're afraid to. They think that who am I to be telling people that Jesus is the only way? There's such a backlash upon those that do share that Jesus is the only way, that we're ignorant, that we're narrow-minded, that we're haters for being so exclusive. But when you understand the Hebraic roots of your faith, and this is what I do for people in the book Lion of Judah, I help them understand. When you understand, you're going to have a boldness that will stand up to all the opposition, to the false god of political correctness, to a culture that is getting more and more secular and drifting farther and farther away, and we have to be bold witnesses. This is the work that the Lord gave us to do. You will be my witnesses, and we have to be on the front lines speaking the truth, regardless of the cost, knowing that as we do, we're going to be blessed and be brought into a more intimate relationship with God.
Rabbi, it's the way I look at it, it's a simple I was, I am. You know, like the blind man, I was blind, now I see.
And
that's the powerful testimony that we have that nobody can challenge. I was, I am. This is what Jesus gave us, and this is what we're called to go out there and share with people. I mean, you don't have to be some theologian. Some people get, you know, they get wiggy over this thing. Oh, my gosh, you know, I got to be like Rabbi, and I got to go to all these countries and know all the scriptures and verses. The blind man didn't know. But all he knew was that he came in contact with the Son of God, and he was, and now I am.
Exactly. That's so true, my brother. And I think our listening audience, one of the things I encourage people to do is think about something in your life that Jesus delivered or saved you from. In other words, as Bill just said, I was and now I am. Think about something that you used to be struggling with. And now because of your relationship with Jesus, you're over that thing, or at least you have a level of mastery over it that you didn't have before you developed a relationship with God through Jesus. That's your testimony. You know, before I really struggled with fear, or I really struggled with insecurity, or I really struggled with an eating disorder, and I came into a relationship with God through Jesus, and now I'm healed of that thing, and I believe God loves you, and I just really wanted me to reach out to you right now and tell you that he loves you. That's all Christians have to do.
Exactly. Well, this is the redemptive message. And, you know, you said redemption, and some people, they hear redemption, they're not sure what it means, but there is so much to redemption. And I know you addressed this in The Lion of Judah. So as we wrap things up, I'm going to let you, summarize the book. And if you have anything to add and you want people to understand about redemption and what it means and how significant that is, what a gift.
Thank you, brother. Well, what I do is, first of all, I show how Yeshua, his Hebrew name, I show how Jesus fulfills the Hebrew Bible. I show how the nature of God in the Old Testament and the New Testament are identical. And just seeing how the nature of God is revealed in the Hebrew Bible is consistent with what we see about God in the New Testament will eliminate a lot of confusion from your mind. And then secondly, what I do is I show how Jesus...
We got about 10 seconds, Rabbi.
Yeah, how Jesus completes it all. I really believe that the people will be really blessed from reading it.
Rabbi Kurt Schneider, his book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, The Lion of Judah. God bless, Rabbi. I appreciate it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless